Good morning, everybody. I'm from Thunder Bay Agricultural Research Station. Thunder Bay is 1,300 kilometers northwest of Toronto on the Trans-Canada Highway. You know all what lime is. The soils in Thunder Bay are acidic, pH about 5.9. That's particularly low for alfalfa. You know, the ideal pH for alfalfa is 6.2, so we need to apply lime to improve the... Another alternative is wood ash. Wood ash, you know, when we burn plant material or tree materials, we get the ash. And if there's no unburned material, total ash, then there's no nitrogen and sulfur. But if there's some unburned material in the ash, that will have some nitrogen and sulfur. And what are the oxides? Basically, all metal oxides, they act as a liming agent. And previous work at the station has proved that wood ash can act as a substitute to lime. But farmer didn't know how soon or how late they need to come for a second application of wood ash. And then we had two experiments actually comparing lime ash, lime and wood ash, and then wood ash manure together. What's common with these three, you know, manure is not a liming agent, but all these three will provide at least one or more fertilizer nutrient or essential nutrients. And then they also improve the soil productivity, you know, good qualities in the soil. There were two experiments, one in lime and wood ash, where we tested lime, wood ash, and lime plus wood ash. This was 50-50 based on liming requirement. And then frequency like 2 year, 4 year, 6 year, and 8 year, you know, after first application, and with a check where we don't apply anything. And another experiment was on, you know, manure and wood ash. Manure applied alone at 50 ton per hectare, wood ash applied alone at 10 ton, first application was on the based on liming requirement. And next applications were at 10 ton wood ash per hectare, which is the usual recommendation there. Then manure plus wood ash. This was total, not 50-50, but you know, because these are two different materials. So it was total wood ash and manure. And then split for fertilizer nutrients, but I'm not presenting that part here. Basically, main effects. Now, 10 tons of wood ash, of course, it will vary. The nutrient contents will vary from lot to lot, you know, depending upon from where the trees have come or plant trees have come. But the one we used, notable is, you know, we can have up to 10 kilo of sulfur, then about 12 kilo of phosphorus, and also 48 kilo potassium. So this potassium is K, not K2O, likewise the P. And then some micronutrients also, C12 kg manganese, that's a good thing, and manganese could be, you know, sometime deficient in some crops. And also some of the nutrients like cobalt and molybdenum, which would be important for legumes. So it's more than a liming agent. It has a lot of nutrients where the lime would have only calcium or at the most calcium and magnesium. Now when we see here, the original pH was 5.9. So one would need at least either lime or wood ash to be applied every 2 or 4 years to bring the pH to absolute neutral. Now this is the effect on pH. The green line is wood ash and the blue line is lime plus wood ash. This is 50-50. So wood ash has the maximum effect on, you know, improving the soil acidity or raising the soil pH. And we start from 5.9 and it has gone to, you know, neutral or near neutral with the wood ash and lime application, or the application of the two together 50-50 there. Lime was little less effective as compared to the combination or the wood ash alone. Same thing with organic matter. You see, the first cycle was 2004-2007 was alfalfa. So we seeded alfalfa in 2004, took 3 years of harvest, 6 total harvest, 2007. So you may note down the organic matter came down after alfalfa cycle because there's a lot of foliage, fall of foliage in the alfalfa, which will not happen in barley. So, but all the cases, you know, the wood ash had an upper edge or, you know, in improving the organic matter. And the next best was, I mean, closely followed was lime plus wood ash. And here is the effect on phosphorus. If you see, you know, the after the alfalfa cycle, even though we had applied recommended amount of phosphorus here, still the pH level came down after the 3 years alfalfa cycle. So alfalfa removes a lot of phosphorus, even though it may not respond to P application. And then when we applied again, you know, then it went up and the phosphorus was highest with the wood ash or lime plus wood ash as compared to lime alone or check alone. Same thing here with the potassium. Potassium, there was not much difference between lime or wood ash, you know, or lime plus wood ash, because potassium is not a major contribution from wood ash, though it has some, and also because potassium was not a limiting factor. You see, if this is 120 to 130, that was at least in the higher range of the medium side, you know, medium range side. So, but still, you see, you know, after the first cycle of alfalfa, how the potassium came down. So alfalfa removed a lot of nutrients, and then it went up when we applied wood ash and other things alone. So this is on calcium. Obviously, you know, the maximum calcium contribution was by lime, because lime is it. We use calcitic lime, and it is the only factor where lime had upper edge over the wood ash. Now zinc. See, the zinc availability is maximum with the wood ash, and next to that is wood ash plus lime, where we applied 50 PC. The part of the reason is not only availability of zinc with the improvement in soil pH, it also has some zinc in it because of minerals. Same thing with manganese. Highest with the wood ash, and then wood ash plus lime, and then you see lime and check are very, very close. So hardly any improvement in manganese content with the lime. So here is copper, a little more complex, but still if you see the curve, you know, the wood ash and wood ash plus lime have an upper edge, and the one peak which comes down 2000 there, maybe it could be sampling error or what analysis. I don't understand why that curve should be low. But if you see, check and lime are very close. So it's basically the other two treatments which have edge in the copper too. So this is the overall picture, you know, just all the things put together. Now if you see second line, you know, see for example here, calcium is the only thing which is improved by lime. There's hardly any improvement, you know, or no improvement in any of the other contents. Whereas with wood ash, we see, you know, the improvement in pH, improvement in phosphorus, you know, almost 1.5 times, you know, or more. And then there's improvement in potassium, calcium, and more importantly, micronutrients. Because all we apply is mostly NPK, and then the micronutrients could limit production. With the wood ash, is not the case. Similarly, these things are improved to a lesser extent by when we apply both lime and wood ash. So importantly, wood ash will improve a lot of fertility compared to lime. Now this is the overall yield, you know, barley and alfalfa put together, total biomass. If you see here, the third graph, this one, so almost 1 ton increase in yield per annum. So over 5 years, it's 5 ton increase in yield, which is great, I mean, you know, for the two crops every year you get. And then wood ash is delivered free to the farmers on farm fields. So they don't have to spend money on that, but farmers do contribute $1 per ton of the wood ash they use to the research station as a levy. We are not a government-run research station, we are a private research station. Okay, then this is, apart from the yield, there was also improvement in the first cut alfalfa protein content. See, even with lime, more than 1% point, and then if you add wood ash, it is nearly 2% point higher protein content with the wood ash. Same with wood ash plus lime. And generally it is feared that wood ash application can increase heavy metal content in the soil, but we didn't observe anything of that sort. If you see the lower line, I'm sorry, lower line, you see, this is not higher than, these contents are not higher than lime or even check. So no, now coming to the second part, here the green one is wood ash, and the blue one is wood ash plus manure. So generally here when two are applied together, so it's not 50-50, both are applied together. So there will be the highest, you know, little bit difference. It's not too much of difference in pH, but still, you know, wood ash and wood ash plus manure has improved pH a lot, taken to the neutral, you know, as compared to the check and manure. Organic matter, same thing, you know, more than manure, wood ash plus manure has increased more because wood ash also has some organic matter, unburnt carbon, that's why. See, the check is very low. The organic matter rather goes to low from the initial status, whereas in the other treatments is high. And then on the calcium too, you know, the manure does contribute a little bit, but more comes from when both are applied together or wood ash is applied together. On phosphorus, yes, a lot of availability of phosphorus with the manure plus wood ash, and then followed by manure. But if you see here again, the same trend, after alfalfa cycle, the phosphorus comes down, and then it goes up later when we take the barley. Same thing with potassium, highest with the manure plus wood ash, you know, then followed by manure. So this is on zinc, again, the highest with the manure plus wood ash. And manure has not contributed too much, though a little bit increase in the improvement in the zinc content as compared to the check. The red line and blue line, if we compare. Okay, manganese, same thing. You know, clear cut edge, the manure and check are very close. A lot of improvement in the manganese with the wood ash and manure treatments. Copper, yeah, not clear cut difference. You know, we have been falling very close, except for the 2008 part when we applied wood ash again, then it pushed up the copper up. So this means probably, you know, the copper removal by alpha have been, you know, sort of more or less similar in all treatments. Okay, this is the overall picture. So if you see here, manure has increased potassium content significantly. Also phosphorus, but wood ash, phosphorus content is more or less similar, you know, just a little bit of difference is same. But major contribution of manure comes to potassium availability in the soil, also magnesium. And wood ash in pH and in calcium and micronutrients is better. So contribution of wood ash is more in other than pH and phosphorus, calcium and also the micronutrients. So these things are important and can be limiting factor then. Okay, this is the yield. If you see the yield, there was not much difference between the treatments in the yield, because the average fertility of the soil, you know, even phosphorus and potassium, it was on the higher side of the medium range. So probably enough for the alfalfa, but still there's some difference. And what is important is here, you see, even when it doesn't improve too much of the yield, see the improvement in the protein content of alfalfa. First cut, over the average 3 years, nearly 2% improvement in protein content in alfalfa, by both manure and wood ash. So that's important. But there was no improvement in the second cut protein, neither by lime nor by wood ash nor by manure. Okay, protein content in barley, it seems to be some differences, but you know, these are very small. Has been accelerated, for example, 11.8 and 2.12. On the bars, it might show difference, but there's hardly any difference. Though overall, wood ash and manure and wood ash had the highest protein content in barley too. So to conclude, you know, I would say that contrary to the general belief, application of wood ash didn't increase the heavy metals content in the soil. That's one of the fear. Wood ash leak or lime application was required after every 2 years to raise the soil pH from 5.9 to absolute neutral, 7.0 or 7.1. Application of wood ash but not lime every 2 years increased crop productivity. Wood ash not lime helped to minimize decline in soil fertility by crop cultivation. Wood ash rather helped to build up soil fertility, especially with respect to micronutrients. Decline in nutrient content, especially P and K, at the end of alfalfa cropping cycle, even after following a MAFRA recommendation. MAFRA is the Interior Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs that make recommendations for the fertilizers for the crop production. Puts a question mark on the age-old recommendation by MAFRA. Location-specific research is required. Wood ash increased soil pH, phosphorus, calcium, zinc, manganese, and boron more than manure, whereas the reverse was true for available potassium and magnesium. Lime minimized available manganese, obviously, because it's more available in acidic soil. Benefits from soil, I believe, crop management practices need to be considered beyond yield. Sometimes effects on crop yield may not be significant, but there could be considerable benefit in produced quality, as we have seen here in the protein content of alfalfa. I would like to include the funding organization, Northern Interior Heritage Fund Corporation, and Thunder Bay Agriculture Research Association, and the technical staff for the help. Thank you so much. Questions and suggestions are welcome. Yeah, we had, you know, 6 meter by 3 meter plots, and then we applied it manually. So we weighed, say, for example, if we apply 48 or 50 kilo of wood ash per plot, then we'll put it in 4 bags and try to split, you know, spread it manually. And then we rototilled the plot so that we could mix it in the soil. But after in the perennial alfalfa, we would apply it in the fall, when there's little growth of alfalfa and then the wind is calm and all that, you know, it is close to a snowfall so that the wood ash is not blown by the wind. That's how we did.
We had to take a manure spreader to find a field scale, and we put a bat on the back of the manure spreader to drag it along the ground to take care of the big plots that came out of the back.
Yeah.
That was the only way we could get it uniform.
Yeah, farmers apply it with the solid dairy manure spreader. That's how it is applied at the farm level. But we can't use that and such plots, as you know. Yeah. You know, I don't remember exactly the particle size of lime now. It had varying, you know, any lime material will have different proportions, okay? Sieve size, this percentage, this much, this percent, this much, and then you have to calculate based on the formula. So agricultural index of the lime, it is supposed to be have 75% agricultural index. If it is not there, then we adjust it as per 75%. And in our case, the lime we used, it was not 75%. So it was 40-something, so close to 50%, then we have to increase the rate to match it with 75% agricultural lime value.
One more quick question.
Yes. How would you explain the advantage of wood ash in increasing organic matter compared to lime?
You see, there are two ways. One is it has some partially unburnt material, partially unburnt carbon. That adds directly to the organic matter. Secondly, because it promotes growth. So by more growth means with there's more root mass, and particularly crop like alfalfa, there could be more leaf fall from the wood ash plots, and that organic matter goes to the soil.
All right, thank you.
Okay. So this is how our plots look like, you know, that building and then the valley.